quite a lot of the residents are still at Dale Farms. There's basically two sides of the site. There's the legal side and the illegal side, which is what's been evicted. A lot of the travellers have moved onto the legal side, and so there's loads of them that are still there, just so that, like, their kids can still go to school, and so that, you know, they're still around their community, and also because they have nowhere to go, and wherever they go from here will be temporary. There will be no permanent home for these people, as far as I can see, ever again.
For the illegal side.
But the illegal side, there's still people who are able to live in four plots on there. And I know that one person who's able to live in their house on there isn't living there because she just can't live there. She's gone somewhere else. So I don't know how many are actually living on there. But also, I mean, there's the main house, Dale Farm, which is Patrick Keegan's, and I think they're still living there. But the other plot, they had permission to remove the ground underneath the trailers and then put the trailers back on. There won't be, like, there'll just be a hole in the ground, a muddy, horrible hole in the ground. After that, they can't easily live on that. So people are trying to hang on to being at Dale Farms as long as they can until they're moved on, because they're just going to have to go somewhere else where they're going to hang on as long as they can before they get moved on again.
There is also some legal wrangling going on, from what I've heard on the legal site, because now, because people have moved their trailers over to the legal site, there are actually more trailers than are allowed on those plots. So some of the plots are actually in the process of being served with notices to remove the plots or be evicted.
The council have said that they give 48 hours notice to all of the trailers that are on that side.
They also said that about the eviction
there. Yeah, they haven't done that yet. But the legal plots have got permission for a certain number of trailers rather than just as many trailers can fit onto that piece of ground.
What makes one part of it legal and one part of it illegal and some parts of the illegal?
Planning
really
permission.
Really random. Some of them have lawful use certificates. So it's the old scrapyard bit, that's the original scrapyard bit, and it's the old scrapyard kind of started off in one corner and then took over this whole area of the site, yeah? And so the original bit of the old scrapyard still has permission to be used as a scrapyard, so they can't just dig up the land underneath. And then the rest of it, they'd actually serve eviction notices on that, or like, notices on that, which is why it was, although the council put a lot of that hardcore down, why it was still lawful for them to remove it afterwards and for people to off that land, even though it was, like, after the council that put a lot of that there. But that created a whole situation where, in one plot, a sister was living and the ground could stay, but she had to go. And another plot, a sister was living where she could stay, but the ground had to go. And some of the eviction notices just didn't include the words "no longer residing trailers," just by a sheer fluke of bureaucracy and accident of paperwork. So that's why some of it couldn't be evicted. They just didn't notice Margaret's house, so that didn't get included in it. So it's things like that, like partly an accident of paperwork and partly an accident of history in terms of what the council has served eviction notices on in the past. And partly, like, if you've been there for 5 years, then they can't put notices on it. So with the walls and fences, like, there was permission for all the walls and fences to stay because they weren't included in eviction notices, and because the eviction notices were originally served 5 years ago and they'd been there 5 years, then they couldn't then put retrospective notices on those walls and fences. So it was all a really, really complex thing. Just like, I was going to court for the whole of that court case, and then going back to Dale Farm and explaining to the residents why your plot's safe and your sister's plot is not safe. It's just an incredibly difficult thing to do because I could barely understand it myself, and it's just a really hard thing to explain. It's just that there is no logical reason behind it. No one's making a judgment on you or your family. There is no shady deals going on in the background. It's just horrible and it's just random.